Hey, good morning, everyone. My name's Sam Porter here. I just woke up, and I'm feeling pretty fresh right now. It's been a very good sleep. I had my dreams today, but I am in a room doing a podcast right now.
Sam, wake up.
Hey, Sam,
wake up.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, you want some cereal?
Sure, I'll take a cereal, dry, with milk on the side.
Do you want, just regular milk or soy milk? I have soy milk, though.
Oh, that's fine. That's for your preference.
Well, I mean, I have both, so I need to know which one.
I already said regular milk.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just didn't know if you were saying that because you thought I didn't want
you
to drink the soy milk.
2 ounces of the soy milk on the side of the regular milk?
Like, in a bowl or a cup?
Either one.
Preferably in a bowl, I think.
Yeah. Cylinder actually would be good.
Cylinder would be best.
Oh, Dylan's awake now, too.
That's right.
Hey, Dylan.
Hi.
Do you want some cereal, too?
Yes, can I have some Captain Crunch with extra sugar on top?
So, guys, if you couldn't tell, it's Sam Zena here, and we're recording it at 6 o'clock in the morning. We decided to just kind of mix it up a little bit, try to get our brains in a different state, and record an early morning episode. Because what do they say about the early bird gets the worm.
Yeah, that's the rumor. The rumor is the early bird gets the worm. I don't know if that's factually true or not, but do you think it is?
I think it makes sense.
You think it makes sense?
I can believe it. I mean, as long as that bird is capable of
getting
a
worm.
Yeah,
for sure.
Like, as far as, strength and size, in comparison to other worms that wake up later.
What?
Or other birds, excuse me.
Are you talking about the birds or the worms?
I'm talking about the birds.
That's another variable. The worms might be able to fight back pretty well.
Yeah, on occasion they can. You ever play that video game Worms where they have, bazookas and whatnot?
Earthworm Jim?
Yeah, you used to play Earthworm Jim.
I played Earthworm Jim. And I watched Earthworm
Jim. That's a fun game.
Oh, yeah.
The cartoon
wasn't that good.
I like that cartoon.
Both were good. There is before its time. It's okay.
Yeah, it's before its time. It's like The Tick before its time.
Oh, man.
Oh.
So before its time.
The Tick was
pretty
good.
The Tick was overrated.
No, The Tick is awesome. Bro.
Batman Well?
I had a couple ideas when I was really young about these things that you could, post on the internet before the internet was around. They're kind of like blogs now. Basically, I semi-invented blogs.
You invented blogs?
Yeah, when I was, 19.
Did you do it with Al Gore?
When you were 19, how old are you now?
You don't want to know.
That can't have been that long ago.
Yeah, I had a blog idea about writing about The Tick. Just showing pros and cons and debating different things.
But your cons against The Tick, now I'm interested.
How did you think The Tick lended towards the blog format?
It's a good question.
To make you want to invent it.
Everything lends towards the blog format. That's the beauty of the blog.
But at the time, that was a hard concept to imagine since blogs weren't around. So what about The Tick made you come up with that idea?
Well, basically, your original thought seems to be you decided to have a manifesto against The Tick, and you wanted to put it on the internet, and then therefore that would be a blog. What made you decide to write a manifesto against The Tick? That's what I'm interested in.
There's a lot of different reasons.
Are we talking about cartoon or live action?
Both. Probably.
Okay.
Yeah.
But David Putty was The Tick in the live action.
I know,
one.
And then I found that out, and then I like Seinfeld, so I stopped the idea process.
You stopped originating the blog format?
So I stopped originating the idea, and so when I stopped originating the idea is when blogs really started kind of taking off, and then
Do you blame Patrick Warburton, the actor who played Putty, for you not inventing blogs?
I halfway blame him. I also halfway blame WordPress for stealing my idea. So
were they the first company to do blogs? I think it might
be the first one I heard about.
Blogspot?
Actually, I think it might have been LiveJournal.
Or yeah, really it started with LiveJournal and Zanga.
Oh god, LiveJournal.
And there was some other
cookbooks.com?
Cookbooks.com.
No, yeah, cookbooks.com.
You could
submit your own cookbook.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good one. And they used to print it on cardboard for you. It's a really useful format.
Just one single piece of cardboard.
All one piece of cardboard. They just divided up into different equal sized squares. It was really hard to read the script, though. It's really difficult. The pictures always came out looking kind of poor, too, because they were on cardboard, and nothing looks good on cardboard.
Yeah. Well, cookbooks do.
Nah. You can't get good quality.
What are your favorite recipes?
Let's not get into that right now. I don't really feel like
to bake, or to create, and to eat.
Well, generally...
Top 15.
Real quick.
Well, let's see. I can give you two. I really like making pasta carbonara. That's really excellent.
Okay.
And where does pasta carbonara come from?
Where does it go? Italy?
And what... Name some cities in Italy.
Sicily.
Keep going.
Milan.
And what is that city known for?
Clothes.
And what are clothes made out of?
Fabric.
And how do you make fabric?
Knitting. That's right. I was really wondering where the hell you were going with
that. Woo, that was close.
That took a long time.
I was depending on you, my friend.
Yeah.
So this week's episode is about knitting and crocheting. I can't believe we pulled that off.
That was awesome, guys. Well, that was... you guys can't see. We have, like, multiple cardboard sheets of... pieces of cardboard that have kind of a script out there, so...
Yeah.
Right.
Our producer here, Dan, is...
Yeah, get back to work.
Yeah, sorry. All right. Get back to work.
Right. Sorry, Dan.
Dan's from Chicago.
Yeah, get back to work.
He's kind of half... Oh, never mind.
Sometimes I feel like he doesn't really understand what we're doing, just that we are working.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Get back to work.
Hey, Dan, why don't you just back up, buddy? Why don't you just take that truck and back up the truck lane a little bit so we can get inside the truck lane?
I think that he should just go back and keep smoking the 4 cartons of cigarettes that he was originally sucking out 5 minutes ago.
So, yeah, knitting.
I do credit Dan for waking up early with the rest of us.
Dan had to make coffee.
Well, he also had to make some of that soy milk. He made some fresh soy milk.
Oh, yeah, he did go milk some soy cows earlier. That was the best.
It was the best.
I was going to make that same joke.
God.
I guess it's just that easy.
You look so beautiful in this morning.
Thank you.
Morning time.
I'm a good morning person. I look really good when I wake up.
You do look quite ravishing.
And it just gets worse and worse throughout the day.
You have quite a nice glow about you today.
Oh, thank you.
So when is at what time during the day? So like if you're at your peak when you wake up, like when do you hit your lowest point and when do you start going back to your peak?
Lowest point is right before bed. Like I said, it just gets worse and worse throughout the day.
As soon as your eyes are closed, you're at the very bottom, and you just start climbing back up.
I would assume so. I've never woken up from sleep.
Has there?
My sleep has never been interrupted.
Ever?
No.
No, I doubt that.
Always a solid 10 hours every night.
It'd be really impressive if we
did. Unless Beach Boys' Pet Sounds is on repeat.
Dylan, you're banging something.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Really, because I definitely did have it one time.
What happened?
Mm-hmm. The only record we had on Riley's
Oh,
place
wow,
was
that did happen.
Pet Sounds.
Yeah.
Listened to it like 7 times.
It's a really weird album to listen to when you're delirious and sleep deprived.
That is a very strange record to listen to.
But anyway, so did y'all learn anything about knitting and crocheting?
I just came to learn today.
Okay.
I just wanted to learn from you too.
With an open mind and bright eyes.
Or bright eyes, clear eyes, full hearts, can't lose.
Can't.
Yeah. Where's that quote? I've heard the quote like 5, something, a variation.
I think it originated on the show Friday Night Lights, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Although I hear it a lot by people who may not know that that's where it comes from.
I mean, I guess that could probably happen too, because the people that are big fans of that show are kind of rabid fans.
Yeah. Maybe it's just based on like something a coach actually said or something.
Maybe. I mean, maybe it is, maybe there's not like a line written about that in the book that they took
Sam's just chewing right in the mic.
Sorry.
Oh, we should sort of
chewing ice.
We should sort of apologize for last week's episode because it was we had some difficulties. It was
a rush.
It was really my fault because I had the controls kind of messed up.
I didn't have headphones.
And Sam didn't have headphones. It was just a little bit of a mess. It was an off week. And I like to think this is an on week.
Yeah, yeah.
We're not doing an episode next week for the holidays, so this is the mid season.
Happy holidays.
This is the mid season finale.
Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays.
Guys, can't we all just get along?
All right. Happy Kwanzaa. Can we go with that one?
Never.
No.
You actually can't go with that one.
Can't go with that one.
Speaking of religion, though, I did get 2 Mormons knocked to my door earlier tonight.
Oh, really? I've never had that happen.
Yeah, it happened.
It's really awkward and it happens.
And I just answered them straight up. They just talked to me about stuff and asked me what I was doing. I just shouted to them straight. They were nice guys.
So you let them stay a while. You entertained them.
Yeah, they wanted to come in and I just didn't really have the energy. I was just
understandable.
I just got back from work, so I was like, yeah, you know, this is where I live. Just come stop by some other time, and I'll talk to you.
Yeah, in Connecticut, we get a lot of Jehovah's Witnesses knock on our doors.
Never had those either.
And
man, your house is just must be haunted or something.
Mm-hmm. Well, it is.
Oh, it.
Wait,
it?
I don't know if they know that.
Maybe there's a sign that the only Jehovah's Witnesses and Mormons can see. It's like this house is haunted.
Interesting.
It's painted. It's painted by the ghosts of Christmas past that live in your house.
But yeah, so knitting.
I guess to begin with, we should sort of go over
Let's talk about
each of them are and how they are different. Because this episode, we chose 2 topics instead of 1 just because they're kind of similar. They're very much related. They're very much intertwined.
Okay.
If you know what I mean.
I think you're making a joke on it being like knitting.
Pun intended?
Pun intended. Okay, so.
Pun intended.
Also, I. I also want to call out our friend Clay, who we've mentioned before. He got a little steamed about our bowling episode because he said we did not have all the facts.
Oh, we didn't? Or were the facts that we had?
I don't know. He was just talking. But to that, I want to say, I mean, yes, we're talking about hobbies. Yes, we're trying to tell you about different things and hobbies, but we're not that much of a reputable source. If you're actually trying to use us as an encyclopedia for hobby knowledge, then just don't.
Yeah.
It's just a terrible idea.
So basically, like, the way that this whole idea started is when we were thinking about different things at the same time, and we decided to kind of go with it. And one thing that never entered our mind was when we were thinking about creating a reputable source for hobbies. So we're not really that reputable as hobby sources, but there is hobbysources.co.uk/sources.
And that's where we get most of our information.
I mean,
yeah.
We're really like the Ask Jeeves of hobby information. You just can't really rely on us by any means. We don't dress like butlers, but, you know, if you ask us questions,
we're not opposed to dressing like butlers.
No, I mean, absolutely not.
I think butler is kind of a weird concept, honestly.
Being a manservant?
Yeah, because they kind of try to class it up with the name butler, but in reality, it's...
good one, Sam. That's
a man-made, you know?
That's what it is.
Like, I remember the show...
That's what it is.
All right, I remember the show The Nanny used to come on a lot, and it still does actually come on syndicated now. And there was, like, a character on that show that was a butler in the same house as the nanny, and that whole concept to me is just a little bit strange. Like,
The butler or the whole thing?
Oh, just butlers in general.
But not so women can do it?
Oh, I thought that you were comparing the fact that there was both a nanny and the butler in the house.
I think that is kind of strange. Like, what are the two different things they can do?
Oh, a nanny takes care of children.
Oh, so that's a
that's
concept.
What nanny means.
That's what nanny
means. I mean, that's why a nanny is different than a maid.
What does butler do?
It's like
a manservant. Like a maid that just does things for the...
It's sort of like a personal assistant, but just not for work.
Right.
Oh, okay, so the guy
like
on
like a living
Batman, whatever his name is.
Alfred?
Alfred. So
yeah,
Alfred
absolutely.
Butler. So he's like basically a maid, but...
Although he's different because he's sort of a father figure at this point.
Right.
And he just sort of runs the estate instead of just like doing little errands.
Right. And he raised Bruce. He's more Bruce.
He raised
Bruce Wayne.
Bruce Wayne is Batman. I guess that's a spoiler.
Yeah, sorry, kids. All the children.
Sorry, I didn't spoiler alert you there that time.
So, children, if you want to email us later today, our email address is hobbyhard@gmail.com. That's actually only if you're under the age of 10 can you email us.
That's a weird thing to say.
That's a very strange thing to say.
Anyone of any age can email us.
Yeah, anything. Really.
Really, go ahead.
I'm actually going to check your email address right now.
Oh, so we've really not talked about knitting.
Yes, please send me.
I do, and I do have some information.
I would like to learn the difference between
okay,
knitting and crocheting.
Okay, so Clay, here's some inaccurate information.
Adrian too. Shout out to Adrian.
So knit, and they're both also very closely related to weaving. If you've probably heard of that before as well.
Oh, I read about that.
And I guess sort of it can be described as weaving, like knitting and crocheting are sort of types of weaving, and so knitting is a more functional version, while crocheting is a more artistic version. So you might crochet like a little wall piece that's just like a, you know, like a welcome home or
something. So
something. And then
you
knitting,
like
you make a scarf or you make a hat.
Something practical.
But both can go either way because you can knit art and you can crochet items of clothing. And so it also has to do with the different stitches and weaving patterns and stuff, which was sort of hard to understand because they're pretty intricate patterns that you have to have a discerning eye for.
In your perusing of the internet, did you discover how long it typically takes somebody to actually learn how to do this?
To learn how to do it? Learn how to knit. I didn't find that information, but from my understanding, it seems like people can knit easier than they can crochet. Like, people kind of pick up knitting, and they just make socks, and they make a scarf. The scarf seems like the easiest thing to make.
It's just a continuous
piece of clothing.
What about socks?
Go-to?
Are socks a go-to thing?
Kind of clothes. Let's just back it up a little bit. What kind of material are we talking about?
We're talking about yarn.
Okay, so yarn was made by...
And just different threads. But yarn, you see, knitting and yarn are very closely related. Crocheting is more finer threads.
Okay, is yarn made by the Dutch or is it made by the English?
I think it can be made by both.
Okay. So it's not really specific to...
You're not really talking into your mic. I feel like you're somewhere else right now.
What are you talking about? I'm asking...
Are you researching knitting right now?
No, I'm actually live tweeting this entire episode.
Oh, I hope you actually are.
Oh,
so.
Awesome. Well, tell them to tweet us.
How do you spell knitting? Is it with a K?
Yeah, it's with a K.
Come on.
Even I knew that one.
No one did any research on this. We're terrible. What kind of mid-season finale is this?
Well, I mean, you gotta get ready. Gotta get ready for the big trip home.
We gotta have a shocking ending, and we're just not prepared. I mean,
yeah.
We are prepared.
Okay, so continue with the yarn.
Let's see. So there's woman in Austin. You may have seen her work. She does like knitting art pieces, like all over. Like she does done like air conditioning pipes outside of the movie theater in town.
Okay.
And you know what I'm talking about? Have you seen those, like...
All right, which movie theater?
Alamo Drafthouse.
Oh, okay. Which one?
South Lamar.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Have you seen those, like, pieces of yarn that, like,
yeah,
go around the air conditioning pipes?
Mm-hmm.
And,
oh, wasn't there, like, a thing on campus, too, that put yarn...
Yeah, and by the art museum.
Is that the same girl?
Yeah, exactly. So,
okay.
Well, her name is Magda Sayegh.
Hey, Magda.
Hey.
Word up. I'm actually going to tweet at her right now, at Magda Sayegh.
Well, her... Twitter might be Nitta Please, because that's the name of her yarn or knitting collective. And so they've actually done pieces, like had pieces commissioned, like all over the world, like in New York and Paris and China and like all kinds of places. But what's even more interesting.
So she's keeping Austin over here?
So like, yeah, exactly. And I guess she's sort of the leading person in knitting art in the world right now. I would assume, because she's doing stuff all over the place, and I've heard of her. Pearl? Tastes bad?
Yeah, it's pretty crap beer. Let's be honest.
Someone's drinking a Pearl beer.
Okay, yeah, so...
The oldest beer in Texas.
Is it actually the oldest beer in Texas?
I don't know.
So what's her name?
Tastes old. Her name is...
tastes very old.
Her name is Magda, that's right.
Magda Sayegh, and her collective is called Nitta Please, which...
Oh, Nitta Please?
Well, so get this. So I also did a little more researching, a little more... perusing, and I found another blog, or she's not a blog, but I found a blog that was saying that the name of their collective is racist, and that...
How is it racist?
Well, because it's playing on N-word, please, which is like a, you know, thing that people say.
People say it in rap music.
Right, but it's clearly... referencing black people. This is what the person's argument was. We can.
It's a terrible argument. I mean, it's something that's said in pop culture all the time.
Right. And then the name, like the code names for like the different people in the collective were things like P. Nitty and Notorious.
That's pretty funny, actually.
B.I.G. or
P.
something.
P. Nitty?
Yeah.
I like P. Nitty. I don't know how I feel about Notorious.
I think combining.
Is it Notorious K and I?
Right.
Yeah, I think even.
Like,
but
terrible.
Even adding like. An element of like thug rap to knitting still makes it semi.
Yeah, I think what they were going
like a womanish, like a feminine type
right.
activity.
I think what they were going for was the humorous,
which is not there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, I'm just saying that it feels like knitting and crocheting when
is
even,
feminine.
Yeah, even if adding like a little thug into it, still doesn't really get to it.
Well, I just think it's kind of funny. I think it annoys that they're feminizing like feminizing rap music is what it sounds like. More.
Right, yeah. I think that what they were going for...
I like the idea of feminizing bad boy records a lot.
What they were going for was not... I feel like...
They need to have a name for the locks.
Is they were not trying to like make fun of black culture or hip-hop culture.
Right.
I think they were trying to create a humorous name from juxtaposing things that are so very different.
Right.
Yeah.
Like gangster rap and...
And
knitting. And,
as they're sitting there making some fun little Miss Piggy hats, you know?
But this person seems to think that they,
let's just say it right now, this person's a fucking moron.
Well, you know, heard the name...
Magda?
No, not Magda.
This is what they're saying about Magda, yeah.
No,
they're saying bad things against Magda.
Did, Magda Sayegh?
Sayegh.
Sayegh, cool, I just tweeted at her, so she'd
awesome.
Be good.
But, when I first heard the name, I did think, like, that might be kind of racist. But the more I talk it out, I feel like the reasoning behind the name, it's kind of funny. I don't know. Like, I don't...
Yeah, yeah.
I don't
It's just like a cute little thing they did using rap music.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, why don't people just back off their freaking cases?
I mean, it's just one, this is just one person saying this about them.
Well, this one person's a total jerk.
Yeah, sometimes...
Although there were people in the comments that were like, thank you for saying this, I've been thinking that. But, you know, whatever.
Did you go to the...
It's a controversial knitting collective.
Did you ever go to
like
the...
Like many are.
Apparently. Yeah.
You're gonna
it was really controversial. Actually, I was at
a knitting festival.
No, it was at Rhea Rita's last Thursday.
Oh,
it's a bar in Austin.
There's a bar in Austin.
Shout out to Adrian.
And they had a bunch of like knitting circles at the bar on Thursday.
I've seen those. I think it might even be them too.
Oh really?
I think they're gypsies that are knitting.
Well, there was just the
gypsies.
Gypsies are usually thieving. Let's just be honest here.
You can't say gypsies and then leave.
You can't just sit there and not actually talk about the gypsies.
Oh, Sam is like getting up to go get a drink when he just ended with, I think they're gypsies.
See, no, really, where is this? At Rhea Rita's?
Yeah, it was over at Rhea Rita's. There was just like a ton of people. That
Do you associate there. Knitting with gypsies? Go ahead.
Dylan is in the middle of a story, Sam.
Well, really?
You were the one who interrupted with the gypsies comment.
Now you're looking rude right now. Oh my god!
Just being so rude over
you
here,
be,
Sam.
I'm the rude one.
You should be very thankful it's Christmas right now.
That's right.
I would not be getting you anything.
It's not Christmas right now.
I'm in a forgiving mood.
It is not Christmas. I know that.
I'm in a forgiving mood because it's the week of Christmas.
Yeah. Dylan loves Christmas, by the way.
Sorry, go ahead, Dylan.
Have you showed him your tattoo yet?
I haven't shown him my tattoo yet.
Let's see it. Pull up that sleeve.
All right.
It's a Christmas.
I'll just show you right now.
Oh, he is. Oh God!
Oh, it's not on your arm. It's on.
No, it's straight up on my belly.
It's on your belly.
It's a belly. It's Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, but the nose is my belly button.
That's pretty good. Why are there?
Oh, yeah, it is red a lot. That kind of makes sense.
Why is there an extra reindeer?
Well, because he's getting chased down by another one because one of them wants to hang out and play reindeer games. All right,
so let's get back to Rhea Rita's. So there's a knitting group.
There's a huge knitting group that goes to Rhea Rita's apparently every Thursday. It was there on Thursday, and they just basically taken up. I mean, it's not a very big bar.
Wait, what were you doing on Thursday? I wanted to come to Thursday with you.
What was it? I went to go to the movies with Zach, and then
that's right, yeah. And then I already saw the movie 50/50.
Yeah.
How was it?
Oh, I thought it was great.
Did you like it, Dylan?
Well, actually, we didn't get to go because it was pouring rain and nobody can drive in the city in the rain. And so it was 8 o'clock, and it was about a half hour's worth of traffic to get to the movie theater.
See anything?
No, Zach and I decided to go play video games and go to the bar instead.
Everybody needs a quick kick in the table.
I'm not kicking the table.
Yeah,
Sam's doing it. Yeah.
Anyway, there's a huge knitting circle that apparently goes there every Thursday. And on Thursday, there was actually, I think it was a combination of the fact it was raining, so there's not really anything else to do in this. They're not... A lot of things in the city are outside, even the bars are outside. And because it was raining, like, everybody was in the bar, and there wasn't really anywhere to sit, but most of the seats were getting taken up by, like, I think there might have been two or three different knitting groups there. Because there was one in the back, and then there was at least one in the front, and I think there might have been even been a third one that just weren't, like, associated with each other. It was just, like, a ton of people that were just kind of sitting there crocheting and knitting.
The reason I say I think it might have been them is because I've seen people knitting there before, too, and, like, the style that they were knitting sort of looked familiar, looked like that style that you see Nita Flees doing. So I think that calls for a round of categories.
Definitely.
Are you?
So I lost categories last week in complete embarrassment. That is actually interesting that knitters would get together at Rhea Rita's, though, honestly.
I mean, like a lot of people, what I find very interesting about this bar is that you can go there on like a Thursday night at like 11:30 to just go get a drink and like, go hang out with friends.
Just hang out, you know?
Maybe go get some
beer. Is it a paid ad for Rhea Rita?
Well, yeah. Well, I mean,
yeah, seriously.
Let's just talk about going to Rhea Rita.
It's a great place for your friends.
It's a great place for
your
friends.
To hang out and talk.
If you really love Bloody Marys, they have excellent Bloody Marys.
They have a good Caipirinha.
Yes, they do. They've got a lot of great drinks.
They also make their own bourbon, too. It's like an apple bourbon.
Well, I got a bunch of
they infuse a lot of different liquors. They're very good.
Nice.
The thing about it,
different
though...
Things?
They're all different things.
They got bourbon and vodka and tequila. They got all sorts of stuff.
What kind of question is that?
If you go there at like, it's the best shirt I've seen before. Anyway, so you can go there at like midnight on a Thursday and just like be kind of, be getting drunk or whatever. And then there's always people that are sitting there like writing their great American novel at like midnight on like a Friday. I always find that very
like it really
strange.
Does ride the line between coffee shop and bar.
Right.
Most coffee shops just like become a bar at a certain time. Like they really are both like all the
time. Right. Exactly. And it just like doesn't matter how crowded it gets or how many people are just completely hammered at this place. There's always at least two people sitting there writing their fucking screenplays.
Right.
And I just find that absolutely fascinating. I just think that's really kind of hilarious. So it kind of makes sense that there's people knitting there on a Thursday night.
Yeah. I guess when you really explain it in a different way, it makes sense.
Are you all ready for some categories?
Yeah, I gotta think of a category. Alright, yeah, I can do that.
You have a little bit of time.
Categories.
That's it. That's all the time you have.
I thought I would again.
So did you think of a category, Porter?
Yeah, I thought of a category. Artists that are listed on iTunes.
Artists that are listed on iTunes. This could last a while.
Just imagine the new musicians is what you're saying.
Do you want to specify that a little more?
Nope.
Okay. Dylan starts us off, right?
Yep.
And we're going clockwise?
Yeah, we are. So Dylan, then Sam, and then Porter.
Oh boy. Okay. Do you want to go with like a certain letter? Like they all start with the same letter? All
right, let's do a letter. All right, let's do Y.
Y, that's tough. And then, so,
okay.
Can it be last name or first name that starts with Y?
We're going last name of the artist.
Unless they only go by their first
name. Unless they're like a share.
What if it's a band? It can be a band.
Oh, obviously it can be a band.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. I mean,
I'm just trying to
yeah. And band is going to be first letter of the first word.
Right.
If it's multiple word bands.
Okay.
Right. Which I think are kind of dumb.
So we're doing Y last names. Okay. Yeah, yeah. Got it. Okay.
Yeah. There you go.
Okay. Yin Yang Twins.
Neil Young.
Yellow Wolf.
Yes, sir.
Yell.
Yellow Card.
God damn it. We're going to lose again. I think I lost.
You
got nothing?
Oh, we had Al Yankovic.
Ah, damn it.
Damn it, that was good.
Yanni Wolf, he's the singer for Y, which starts with a W.
Y starts with a W, that doesn't count.
But that's his first name. Damn, I don't know.
That was wrong all around. Why don't you just say Yanni?
Yanni! How did I think of that? I was thinking about a guy named Yanni Wolf. Man,
You said Yanni Wolf, I was like, cool, I'm going to say Yanni.
Yeah, I lose. Okay, here we go. Let's hear that again. Oh,
this is gonna be tough because he's the only one that actually knows a little bit of anything about crocheting.
All right, so I can't say either of the two words, right?
That's right.
Damn. Okay, so here we go, and today we're talking about
water.
This and that.
There we go.
I can still say weaving.
No, you can. But we're not talking about basket.
We're not. We're talking about fabric weaving, art weaving, hat weaving.
Or knitting, as weaving a hat.
Yeah, that's another thing to call it.
Also.
We will say that your grandmother, though, is a knitter, right? I'm looking actually at a quilt. Or is it quilter? Is it quilting?
Yeah, I think it's just his own thing. All right, we got a tweet.
Did we actually?
Oh, no, you tweeted at me. I thought Hobby Hard got a tweet. Oh, come on.
No.
All
right, so basically what happens is that when there's different things, so there's knitting and crocheting, and there's also quilting?
I think so. I think it's considered its own thing. And, yeah, my grandmother is a very good quilter. I'm looking at one of her quilts right now.
Yeah.
It's a fine-looking quilt.
It actually looks pretty warm and cozy.
And she's really good at it. She
just follow Neil Burns on Twitter.
She's probably made, like, hundreds of quilts.
I hope Neil Burns listens to this.
In her life. She's awesome at it.
Yeah, so how does she make the quilts?
You know, I've seen...
a lot of stitching? A lot of cutting?
Yeah, a lot of stitching, cutting of fabrics.
Does she take quilt requests?
Yeah, she has. Well,
if I wanted her to make one that looks like...
she could definitely,
It looks like Lil Wayne. Would she be able to do it?
Yes. Because she usually uses, like, different themes and stuff like that. One's supposed to be a Christmassy quilt. And so there's, you know, stars and red and green. And, I guess there's snowflakes. Maybe both.
Those are totally snowflakes.
Well, it might be double interpretation.
What if I wanted one that looks like Flo Rida? Can you do that?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure she could do any rapper.
Any rapper? Are you sure? Sometimes you get tricky, like Trick Daddy. He's a pretty tricky looking guy.
Yeah, I really...
Or what if I wanted Romeo in his USC basketball
jersey? I'm confident that she could do any of those.
I thought Lil Romeo was married to... it's Lil Bow Wow that's...
Married?
He's married?
I think Lil Bow Wow is married to Lil Sum-Sum.
Lil down. Kim?
No, Lil Bow Wow.
Are you being serious?
No.
I'm not being serious at all.
Why would a rapper go by the name Lil Sum Sum?
I thought you just couldn't remember what they were called.
Oh, no, that's it. I don't joke around here, Sam.
A little something, something. So, you want to do Weird Fact of the Week?
Yeah, for sure.
I'll start off.
Okay, cool. Well, my Weird Fact is a game. And
yeah, or I guess we should just call this Sam's Crazy Ideas.
Fun facts?
And have a little theme song for it.
All right.
Sam's Crazy Ideas.
Boo-doo-doo-doo-doo.
Hey, what's your crazy idea this week, Sam?
All right, so when I was thinking about knitting and crocheting, I realized that I didn't know shit about either one of those. And I am being serious right now. But what I think is I really am a big fan of, like, the show The Amazing Race. I don't know if you guys know this. I don't really keep up with it or anything, but I'm a big fan of the idea of the
Okay, race. I can understand that.
We do know a number of people who've tried to get onto it. We know a couple of people who've tried
who?
To
get onto
it. Who? We do. Celeste
and Jess wanted to get on it, cool. And she was going to try to. I think there was a couple other people, too.
What, did Blake and Clay apply or something?
That would be the best pairing on that show ever.
I would watch that.
I would watch
out of that.
The shit out of
we
that.
We have some... two boneheaded friends named Blake and Clay, who would be very entertaining television.
Well, it'd be hilarious, but first of all, between the size disparity, because Blake is such a little man, and then Blake is 6'5", or Clay is 6'5", and Blake is 5'6". So that'd be kind of hilarious in and of itself. But then Clay is so super competitive, and Blake just goes, oh, come on, all the time. Just the amount of screaming that would be happening between the two of them would be priceless.
Man, I really would watch that. So, go ahead, Amazing Race.
I want to
watch the shit out of that right now. I want that to be a thing.
Yeah, for sure. Let's do it. I'm actually going to tweet at Amazing Race right now and ask him if we can do it.
Wait, you were telling us a story.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So my idea is, so I'm a big fan of The Amazing Race, more or less. I don't keep up with, like, the daily things of it.
Like the daily grind of it.
The daily grind. Like, if I, if I probably didn't have a life outside of, like, normal things that I do whenever I'm doing things. I guess let's just get into, like, my life today right now. So it's been a pretty good day. It's been kind of rainy.
I still don't know what you're going to tell us.
So The Amazing Race, I like more the idea of it. So this is what I have, is that if people that are, like, knitting or crocheting, they, like, go around and do different things to find different, fabrics or yarn.
Okay.
And then they would end up...
So
they would, like, compete.
I should mention these two hobbies, you know, they've been around for a very long time, and they're pretty much prevalent in every culture.
Okay, there
you go. Making clothing and trying not to say certain words. Okay, go ahead.
He's actually doing a pretty good job.
Yeah,
what happens if I don't say them? Do I win something?
I don't know. I did it last week. But
you win the respect of your peers?
Yeah, yeah. You win categories.
Oh, you win categories. Oh, you can win by losing?
I think you just win the losing aspect.
Yeah, I guess that actually...
You get first loser.
We actually should do that for categories, because, like, right now there's two winners. There's only a loser of categories. There's
right.
only a winner. Like, in Secret Feelings, there's just losers.
There's no winner in Secret Feelings.
Let's just say
just
that...
everyone loses.
Let's just say that if you don't say it, then you win the game, and that, therefore you can name the category the next week.
But you can do that anyway.
So... if you lose, you are banned from categories for 4 weeks.
That sounds like a boring show, though.
Yeah, then the categories eventually, in like 2 weeks, it would be down to just one person. So we wouldn't be able to pick categories anymore.
Oh, let me get this idea out first.
Go ahead.
So it's like The Amazing Race, but they have to do different things to find different fabrics and yarn, like scattered throughout either the world or through a different location. In the very end, like as you go along, they would knit or crochet something, and then at the very end, whoever has the better thing that they created out of the different fabrics ends up winning.
So it's like Project Runway meets Amazing Race.
It could be.
Right? Because that's the show where they make clothes,
I don't know what Project Runway is.
I think they make clothes on that show.
Yeah, that's what it's for. It's not for... wait, or is it for models?
No,
for designers.
No, Project... or
they have a
models
lot of models on there.
Models is America's Next Top Model.
Yeah, that doesn't mean Project Runway isn't that.
Well, I just think Project Runway is actually making the clothes.
Yeah, I think it's designers.
It could be a combination of actually all three of those.
With the model?
Yeah.
America's Next Top Model?
Well, because then you'll eventually have to show off what you made.
On a model?
To the judges. So it actually could be like America's Next Top Model. It could be Survivor, because they won't have any food the entire time. And then there's also going to be...
Well, that's America's Next Top Model anyway, right, guys?
Yeah,
sure.
Oh,
yeah,
actually, it could be more of a...
That's exactly.
Right?
stealing competition too. So there's gonna be a lot of stealing.
Oh,
involved.
Stealing!
What
things always get better when thieving.
What show
involved.
Does that borrow from?
Life.
I think it really borrows from the real world. I think there's a lot of
thieving. Yeah, there's a lot of
in
the real world. Not necessarily of objects.
I like
more,
this idea.
More
I think you.
Should,
I think
others.
We should pitch this idea somehow to someone.
Okay, cool. I have another idea, actually, I'm going to say right now.
Okay, go
this
ahead.
This is not related to that.
I like your crazy ideas.
All right, I had an idea about combining Survivor and Top Chef into one.
Did you just think of this?
No, I thought about this a year ago. Yeah, so basically, like, you put a bunch of, like, amazing chefs on an island, and then you actually play the game Survivor.
Oh, so they try to make... Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, yeah. So they, like, are on this island, so they, like, kill the animals and, like, freaking grow the crops and do everything... And then, like, then they create these magnificent dishes, and then whoever has the worst dish is voted off.
That's awesome. So they try to make the best tasting food out of what they have around them.
Right, and they have to use their instincts and their skills.
I feel like chefs would, like, really enjoy that experience, too, like, because that would get, like, a totally different perspective. Go ahead.
Here's where we differ.
You know things about culinary things.
He's a culinary person.
I don't think that chefs would really get super into it, because a lot of these people, as much as they like food, they don't seem to actually care for the idea of killing animals or, like... the process of doing
but
all
they're cooking
shit.
Animals.
Right. But I mean, like, a prime example would be Anthony Bourdain on No Reservations. As much as he loves steak and meat and all that stuff, he can't stand it when he goes to any of those places where he actually has to see them kill an animal. He's just, like, a huge pussy about it. And I think that's the way a lot of chefs actually are. So
you think a lot of chefs are
I'm sure they could find some quality chefs who are okay with the idea of hunting.
Well, I think it would just be more interesting if it was a group of people that were just, you know, trying to do all that stuff on their own and just kind of like Survivor men. Just making Survivor into a really hardcore thing as opposed to just having Jeff's probes be like, if you win this game, we're going to give you a ham dinner or whatever the fuck they do.
Yeah.
You know?
So wait, what is your proposition just to
make it just like
Survivor?
Well, no.
Because they have that.
Well, no.
Yeah, Survivor, it does exist, which no
right,
one watches
but, it. No, Survivor does exist, but you don't have these people going in, like, actually going and killing animals and
so it's about
crops and things. Just do everything that Porter said. But
so
it's
still more of a culinary focus,
a
but
more
just
culinary
not
focus.
Famous chefs or anything.
No, famous chefs, and not just no Joe Schmo on the street, either. You actually want to have people that know what the fuck they're doing in terms of trapping animals and growing crops and things.
Yeah, I feel like you could find able chefs who would be interested in doing this.
I mean, probably. I mean, just
like up and coming chefs who want money for their
restaurants or whatever.
So
you'd be able to do it that way. I mean, yeah. You just wouldn't be able to get like super famous people already. It would just more or less be people that are just coming out of culinary school or whatever. I'm
like,
sure that,
like Aaron Franklin.
Yeah, just like Aaron Franklin.
That's who I nominate.
Aaron Franklin could probably do a great job.
From Franklin Barbecue.
Should we go ahead and start the opening bets allowed on the chefs?
Sure.
Opening bets?
Opening lines.
Oh.
Opening lines already announced.
What do you... I'm not sure what you're asking, really.
Well, I think that the odds-on favorite is David Chang. I think he's the odds-on favorite to win.
I still don't really know what y'all are talking about. You're trying to bet on what chef will win this hypothetical show?
Right. I gotta do something now. I gotta start betting.
You're right.
Is David Chang's not too famous to compete in this?
Well, David Chang is actually probably one of the more famous people in America. He's just a super badass.
He's a restaurateur.
Yes, he,
okay.
And
he
has,
chef.
He's a restaurateur and chef. He owns the Mama Fuka restaurants in New York City.
Oh, nice.
And he was in season 2 of Treme for a minute.
He's known for like having.
He's got a noodle bar in New York. He's known.
Who's the person who like gave the bad review of the New Orleans restaurant or whatever?
I don't remember what that guy's
name. Oh yeah, who was that guy?
I don't remember what that guy's name.
What was that story though?
He wrote like a whole article about New Orleans and about how their food's always been super overrated and about how city is just kind of a dying city to begin with, so that the hurricane all did was just get more people to leave an already dying city, so it didn't really mean all that much. And on the TV show, one of the characters is a chef, and she throws a Sazerac in his face.
And the real guy actually came on the
and
show.
And the real guy was actually went on the show and took the Sazerac to the face. And,
I wonder if they like made amends at all, like in real life, like if they brought him on the show and everything.
I mean, I'm sure at one point, I'm sure that he, like, went down, and he must have made amends, because so many people that work on the show are actually from New Orleans.
Oh, yeah.
So, I don't know. Maybe.
That's interesting. Yeah, what a dick.
Yeah, he's a huge asshole. But yeah, it's a pretty interesting show you got that for.
Yeah, I'll check it out.
I think David Chang could just kill a couple of things. I think I got faith in that man killing some stuff.
I'm voting for Aaron Franklin.
Okay.
I don't know if Aaron Franklin's got actually killing the animals in him.
I got Bobby Flay all over this house.
See, he might be a little too big for this, but I'll give it to you.
I got Mario Batali all over it, because Mario Batali will probably just get killed by somebody for his fatness.
So I don't really have a... here's my word fact. Okay, so...
Do you just have the name... Do you just have dad written on your sheet?
I did write the word dad. Here's my weird fact.
Continue.
I thought you were going to go somewhere with your dad for a second.
Well, because you mentioned earlier that these hobbies are considered feminine, and I was talking to my dad earlier about it, and he said he used to crochet, and he actually crocheted hats, toboggan hats. And he was saying that more men should learn how to do it, because it's a good skill to have. So that was his take on the stereotypical femininity of these two hobbies.
That makes sense.
So that's why I wrote the word dad. Anyway, my weird fact is somewhat personal, but also related to these hobbies. So in both of these hobbies, with the twirling of the threads, it's either an S, what is it, an S twist or a Z twist. And those are my initials.
Look at that.
That's
Sam.
It.
That's it.
But it was funny because on the Wikipedia page, they had a little graphic and it just said my initials and it immediately popped out to me. So I was like, hey, that's my initials.
Hey, there I am.
So I had a little diagram. All right, Dylan, you got a weird fact for us? You don't know anything.
Well, I did see something.
Okay.
Here we go.
Let's see if I'm going to...
Better be good.
I'm just gonna do a little spoiler alert to Clay Evans here. I might be misremembering this, Clay, so don't take my word for it. But I just saw a picture of the lady who knit something with the longest. What are the poles that you knit with?
Called? Needles.
They're all needles. Okay, so the longest knitting needles, and they were. I think that they were each 4 meters tall, so they were both a lot bigger than she was.
4 meters. So like,
yeah, this was in
12 feet.
Yeah. She knit with them.
Using those?
She did. She had used them.
I almost said it.
Well, anyway, she was...
You're close.
Holding, in the photograph, she's holding the 12-foot poles. Maybe it was three. It might have been three, so it might have been nine.
Either way.
Either way, they were huge. And right. She was, you know, like the little 5-foot tall lady, and they were twice the size
as
she
was.
What
was her name?
I didn't see the picture, but she knit something with them, and the thing was hanging between the needles above her. So
wow.
She was actually somehow successful at doing that.
That's cool.
And that's the world record.
That is a weird fact.
That's right.
Is a very good example of a weird fact.
That's right. It's a fun fact right there.
Many of these weird facts you'll be able to find in Ripley's or Guinness. That type of thing.
Guinness or not? Wait, Ripley's
or Guinness? Guinness or not? The choice is yours.
No, I wish I had a Guinness.
So now it's time to vote, guys. Would you hobby hard at these two hobbies, which if y'all don't mind saying what they are?
Knitting and crocheting.
Yeah.
You go ahead, Sam Porter.
Yeah, I'm going to say no. I don't really care about this at all.
I couldn't tell.
You've been tweeting that whole time, so obviously that makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's cool. Like, yeah, it is actually, the idea of it is really cool. Like, you can create different things and do stuff. I don't know if I have the. I think I'd rather use my hobbiness to do something more like.
I'm glad this hobby exists though, because I like
that
knit up leaves. I like all the things they do because they make like really ugly, unsightly, industrial looking parts
things,
of the
yeah.
city
look
really nice and pop.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I'm grateful for the hobby. I don't think I really have the patience for it or the interest in it.
And
but
I'm sure you wear some nice sweaters sometimes.
I like the sweaters in the wintertime because sometimes sweaters can be a little bit lighter than a thicker jacket. And sometimes they are
a little bit heavier than a windbreaker. You know,
a little bit heavier.
You don't
want
to wear a windbreaker.
I don't like to wear windbreakers.
No, I don't like the swishing noise that they make.
I'll wear them in rain.
Still don't like them. Still not a fan.
That's about it. Go.
They're like snack pants. They just don't really make any sense.
Would you hobby hard, Dylan?
You know, I would. Why not? Because if we were to do this, you can make some interesting hats. I like wool knit hats a lot, and I saw some pretty neat ones. Some people made actually. This girl made the other day. She made a whole, like, I think it was 12, like a set of 12, and she wanted to want you a different one for 12 different Muppets. And those are all kind of cool. And I realized that if you were able to make stuff like that, you could sell them online and make a little bit of money. So it's like a hobby that could actually be profitable.
Yeah.
And that's what I mean, if I were to do it, I would try to make some sort of money off of it. But, so I guess I could do it.
Well, guys, the eyes have it, because I think it would be pretty cool to learn how to do this. It does seem like a useful skill. I think it would be a nice thing to just pass the time and be productive.
And then you can make little knit hats and gloves for your friends for
exactly.
Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Easy gifts.
Yeah.
Easy gifts. Is it easy to make them though?
I don't know. It's easy because you don't have to think too hard about what you're going to get for someone.
Right. You know,
I think you have to think about it a lot.
No, not as,
when you do it.
Not as much with the infinite amount of products that you could buy for them. You have a finite...
this has to be created using this skill.
Yeah, it's like either going to be socks or sweater or scarf or hat.
Make a hat.
And yeah, when you put it that way, in the grand scheme of things.
Shawl, blanket.
I would make Porter a hat that says 311 on it, and it would have Shaq on it, just because of that music video. Oh, that
God,
Shaq
I'd love
in.
That, actually.
I know you would. Merry Christmas, Sam. You can have the idea.
Nah, thank you.
So,
Christmas present too.
Next week we're not going to put out an episode because we'll be at home with our families enjoying the holidays. And
family.
We hope you will be too. However, the week off gives you, the listener, time to catch up on all 9 of our episodes.
We have 9 episodes out there, guys. And
we have some exciting things that will happen in the future with the podcast. We've just been waiting to get a few podcasts under our belt, or episodes under our belt before we start working on those.
That's right.
So just look out for that on the Twitter.
And who knows? You never know if Lieutenant Donegan's going to come back.
Yeah.
I know that he won't.
Yeah, I think he will. What's that? Yeah, I think I hear him coming.
Oh, hey, John. Okay.
I was really hoping one of you guys would try to do an impersonation of
him. I can't. It's impossible.
Yeah, it's actually impossible.
It's so
I actually
hard.
Forgot what he kind of looks like a little bit. It's been like a month.
I erased it from my memory.
Aw,
I'm just kidding. Love you, John.
Erased the memory of falling into a shoe rack. That's definitely...
He didn't fall into it. He sat on it and broke it.
We're on Twitter at Hobby
That's
Hard.
Exactly.
Sam's been tweeting this whole episode, so go check that out.
He's live tweeting, guys.
Probably pretty funny. And you can read it along with listening
to
this episode.
Follow along with the episode.
I guess this is at the end of the episode. So it's probably too late for you to do that, but you should have done that, and now you know.
Maybe for the future. Maybe it's a future reference thing.
So have some happy holidays, and thank you. Goodbye.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Merry Christmas.
Holidays.
Merry Christmas.
Snowman.
Bows.
Carrot nose.
Lexus and Bose.
Sugar.